This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thanks firstly for having us on and giving us an opportunity to talk about this, because as we found out with the airing of the first season, it's really important that people have access to good quality information. There was a lot of talk last season about how, you know, is it good or is it bad that we're talking about this? Headspace position is that it's really important that people have available to them really good quality information and that we can have informed conversations. It's also important to be respectful that some people will be really heavily impacted by the show while others won't. So there's some good starting points for us to go from. But in terms of the kind of themes that are included on the show, obviously that suicide is an ongoing theme that's covered throughout the second series, and other themes that are likely to be distressing include content around grief, around bullying, around sexual assault and drug use and violence. So they really are some pretty heavy-hitting themes, so that's why we thought it was really important to make sure, firstly, that people were aware, and secondly, they had access to good information.
So what kind of resources have you decided to make available to those that do watch the show?
So we've developed some resources for three separate target audiences. So for young people that are considering whether or not they choose to watch the show, there's information, and also for young people who do watch the show, if it does bring up some issues for them in any of those domains that we've talked about, some recommendations on how to manage that, how to get yourself through some tough times, and how to link with professional support and with family and friends. So that's the first lot of resources. The second lot is designed for parents who are and carers and people who are supporting young people. So how can they learn enough about the show to know what's going on, to make a decision about whether they choose to allow their young person to watch the show or not? And if they do choose to, what might be important to consider in supporting them? And then how to have conversations about these really tricky concepts and themes? And then also, if through the course of those conversations they're worried, what to do about that, like where to go for support and how to manage that if it, you know, if things aren't going so well.
Right. So what is your suggestion to parents and carers? If something, I mean, I guess, first of all, you want them to choose whether or not to even watch the show and whether it's the right platform to have these discussions off the back of.
Yes.
But if people do, what sort of suggestion are you saying to them? Okay, like, this is how we approach the conversation. This is what you need to make your kids aware of. What are you saying in that space?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. First recommendation would be get informed. So the website that this information is housed on is 13reasonswhy.info, and also on the Headspace website. So I'd encourage parents to get access to that information and read through it. Secondly, it's about creating an environment where these conversations can happen. So a lot of the time it's really important that those happen not at a time when there's, you know, distress or there's any friction in the relationship. So when people are calm and measured and kind of in control, that's when it's important to look at trying to start a conversation. So to do it collaboratively, and to be respectful, and to really look at enhancing the young person's ability to think critically about what it is that they're seeing. So knowing that this is dramatized, it's a fictional series made for entertainment, that knowing that different people will take different meanings and understandings out of the content depending on their life experiences and their current circumstances, to know how it is that they can get support if they are impacted by the whatever it is they're watching, to take breaks between episodes, to know that there's a safe place that they can go back to for support. Maybe it's watching it together with your young person. Maybe it's skipping parts of episodes. So there are a whole lot of options that are available, but ultimately it all boils down to, can we create an environment where parents and the young people, or like people supporting young people, can have open and respectful conversations about all of this stuff that unfortunately in life and in Australia is far too common.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like everybody's going to be far better resourced this time around. And as you say, Netflix have taken a much better approach to it. So Nick, thank you so much for having a chat with us.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.